You can count on us to keep you updated on all the stars.
Protectionist, the Cup winner, has gone to the lead inside the last 100. He's just urging him along, Bowman, to find the line here. And now he goes quiet on Protectionist, eases him up close to home.
Let's get to the trainer of Protectionist. G'day, Chris Lees.
He's probably 15 kilos heavier than what he raced in the Melbourne Cup. It was a nice enough trial. He had a really good blowout.
Protectionist heads back to the track, and you'll get all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life. If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debt into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, tailored to your budget. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Right now, Toyota Material Handling is having a massive forklift clearout of 2014 plated stock. Score a great deal across a selected range of new forklifts available for immediate delivery. Toyota Counterbalance Forklifts, Stackers, Pallet Trucks, Auto Pickers, Reach Forklifts. You need it, Toyota Material Handling has it. And if it's 2014 plated, you get a great deal. Hurry, the Toyota Material Handling 2014 plated stock forklift clearout ends March 31. Call 1-800-425-438 or hit toyotamaterialhandling.com.
Churchill Sports Bar at Kingsford is the professional punter's paradise. Churchill's Platinum Tab opens 7 a.m. every morning with 8 terminals, so you don't have to wait. Huge wall-to-wall HD plasmas screen every racing event and sport that matters, live and free, all day, every day. Saturdays are huge, with a free sausage sizzle and a chance to win a $100 Keno voucher simply by dropping any losing tickets into a drawer. Serious about sports and racing? Get down to Churchill Sports Bar on Anzac Parade at the Kingsford Roundabout.
On Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader, it's time for Tab Sports Talk. Run! Yes!
Tab Sports!
The 300 in post and a goal for the Wanderers!
Takes a set off Rafael Nadal for the first time.
What about a birdie? What about an eagle? What about an albatross?
Adam Scott, you are a star.
Bringing you the latest in local and international sports.
Yes, good morning everybody. Welcome to Saturday's edition of Tab Sports Talk. Glenn Munsey is with us from tab.com.au. Morning to you, Glenn.
Morning, Andrew. A big day coming ahead on sports-wise. Typically the start of the NRL season here, but of course in the last few years we've had the Auckland Nines, the All-Stars and that, but tonight is Charity Shield night, and I'll tell you what, it's been going for a very, very long while, the Charity Shield.
Yeah, South Rabbitohs play the Illawarra Dragons tonight, and we've got our first special guest online to talk about this tonight, the Charity Shield.
Hello, boys.
And we're talking of Michael Brutner. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning, boys. How are you going?
Very well indeed.
Mick's just actually got off his radio station. Andrew up there on the central coast of New South Wales, he's very versatile, but... Mick, we want to talk about the Men of League Foundation, because tonight in the Charity Shield, tab.com.au is going to donate $1,000 for every try scored in the Charity Shield tonight to the Men of League Foundation, and you are the NRL Alumni Manager of the Men of League Foundation. If you wouldn't mind just giving us a little bit of background what the Men of League Foundation is all about.
Yeah, well, obviously the Men of League is all about raising money and providing support to people that had fallen on hard times within the rugby league community. Started some 12 years ago with the vision of Ron Coote, Jim Hall, and you know John Fay, who got it all together. And the boys went to visit one of their former teammates who was just happened to be in the hospital and struggling and just needed some moral support. And along they went, and they realised that this was probably one of those things that was happening time and time again. So the Men of League kicked off back in 2002 and has grown bigger and better since that time. And I've got to say, you know, the likes of the Ron Coutts and the John Fays have done a fabulous job, and all the people within the organisation themselves. I know that they, you know, Ron and John get the accolades, but there's a lot of people behind the scenes that have done a fabulous job all the way since day one. And, you know, it's all about providing that support to these people that are struggling. And that includes, be it ex-players, be it former people that used to work in canteens, or if there's any connection whatsoever to rugby league, then anybody is certainly available to access that funding. And it's probably one of the toughest areas that we deal with is, you know, that awareness and being able to access these people and support these people when they need it most.
Also, Mick, you know, it's open. The Men of League Foundation is actually open to anybody, realistically, isn't it, who wants to become a member. It's I know that the term is Men of League, but there's a lot of ladies out there that put in an enormous amount of time behind the scenes for a lot of junior clubs and the like.
Most definitely, mate. And that's the key to the whole thing, is that it is open to anybody. And whilst the Men of League tag is there, it is open to anybody and everybody that has an interest.
And so how easy is it
to support a great organisation, which is what the Men of League is all about. And the funding does go to anybody, man, woman or children that need that support or have fallen on hard times.
So roughly how many members does the Men of League Foundation have at this stage?
Mate, we're approximately at 26,000 members and constantly growing. And obviously we get great support from the NRL and all the NRL clubs. Have been fantastic. And I guess when you look at it, Munns, it's one of those things that, you know, what you never know when you may need it or call upon it. And I do encourage that anybody associated with the game, if they're interested in becoming a member at all, it's a very simple fee of $20 per year. And, you know, that's ongoing and that keeps you involved in the game and in the Men of League. There's numerous fundraisers. There's numerous committees throughout New South Wales, Queensland, and in fact throughout Australia with over 43 committees. So, you know, it gives you a bit of an idea of how big the Men of League is. And, you know, each and every one of those committees go about raising funds to help support people, not only within their local community, but within other communities that had fallen on hard times.
Yeah, well, I noticed.
And just on that, Glenn, just on that tonight, just explain to our listeners what's going to happen tonight, re-raising money.
Well, you know, the TAB has, you know, we've actually been part of donating to the Men of League for quite a number of years on the Big Sports Weekend program over the last couple of seasons. Zorba, when he was also part of the Hollywood and Zorba show there on Sunday. Yep. Zorba Zappers. Zorba has a bet every week courtesy of TAB, and the proceeds for that go towards the Men of League. When TAB were the sponsors of the Big League magazine, the tipping competition in the Big League magazine, each and every person got a certain amount to have a bet each week, and the proceeds of that at the end of the year went towards the Men of League Foundation. We just see it as a little bit of a way of giving back. You know, we make a lot of money out, and we got a lot of people betting on rugby league, Andrew, and we just see it as a little bit of a community sort of spirit on our behalf to donate back to the Men of League. But tonight, every single try that scored in the Charity Shield by Souths, and maybe St George will get across the line once, there'll be 1,000 there go towards the Men of League. And I notice, Mick, your number is 1407. I can tell you my number at the Men of League is 4419.
Okay, hold on the line if you can, Michael. Just hold on. We'll come back and talk more about the Charity Shield out at ANZ Stadium in a moment. Let's pick up our first race of the day. It's a harness race from Ashburton. The favourite is Honey Smith.
Aldo Carney's aboard the train. Honey Smith back to last of the pack. And tailed off is Sarah P. They're racing pretty compact, approaching the half mile, just 7 lengths over them. As She's a Legend works forward now to find the top at the half mile. The second quarter slower at 31.6. Alonzo Amir opting for a trail and better luck three wide. Changeover of flying is booting up in the middle, and Aldo Carney three wide and one back. Three back on the pegs as Party Delight from Jettison the middle. On the three wide trainers, Honey Smith, and then came Manila Ziza and Zebedee. And tailed right off out of the race is Sarah P. Over near the 400 metre mark, and the leader is still She's a Legend. Margin ahead, changeover of flying. Three wide, better luck. Alonzo Amir waits on the Better's Delight passing lane from Aldo Carney. And then came Jettison. Third quarter, 29.7. And the leader, She's a Legend. Half a length on changeover of flying. Alonzo Amir getting an inside run. Better luck dropped off. And Honey Smith is joining in fast. fast up the middle. She's a Legend leads. Honey Smith's out after it. It's still She's a Legend. Honey Smith half dying on its run from Alonzo Amir. She's a Legend kicking, and She's a Legend won it. Has beaten Honey Smith and Alonzo Amir. Change over a fly and ran fourth, and then Party Delight Zebedee. Next in is Better Luck, followed across by Jettison, and then came Enel Aziza and Aldo Carney. Sarah P made a mess of the score up and is the last in, home in 27.4.
Colours of Cran Dalgetty there, number 8. She's a Legend at 210 and 120. It's a photo for second and third. 7 Honey Smith at $1.50 and 10 Anna Lalisa is there also at $4.30. Glenn Munsey with Tab Sports Talk. Glenn, just take us back to our guest as we continue to talk about the Charity Shield.
Yes, and our guest is the NRL Alumni Manager of the Men of League Foundation, and of course they Michael was telling us about the pockets they have all around Australia. And Mick, you've only been with the Men of League for the last few years. You worked for the NRL before that, but as a player, and you played for plenty of clubs back in your time, there wasn't really, or this sort of thing was just kicking off. But you can see that the goodness that it has come from a lot of these functions that they've done, and a lot of the old time players, they probably felt a little bit left out, especially when they were doing it a little bit tough.
Yeah, most definitely. And, you know, that's the key to the rugby league. And I guess it's the beauty of rugby league is that it's such a close-knit community. And to be able to give a bit back or to be connected. And you know, I do see it even with the, you know, the modern or current players when they come to a Men of League function and they see the benefits that, you know, what the Men of League creates and what it's all about and its charter, they're actually keen to put their hand up again and support it. Time and time again. And you know what, I think that's the key to the Men of League. It's like I said earlier, Munz, you never know when you may need to call upon it yourself. And if you've been involved in the rugby league community, whether it's as a man, woman or a child, then you certainly can tap into the funding and the support structures in and around the Men of League. And even if you don't need to call on it, you can actually support the Men of League by attending the functions or going to any of the events throughout the year. And you know, there's numerous of events throughout the year that people can attend, be it a golf day, be it a race day, be it our big gala dinner. They're on all year round. And when you have 43 committees throughout Australia, there's every chance there's going to be an event that you can pop in and attend at any stage.
Yeah, and you can become a member of the Men of League for seriously a round of drinks. There's a magazine produced, I think it's quarterly, that shows all the upcoming functions, all the committees, who's involved with the committees, but more importantly, it actually goes through the individual visits that are done by the welfare committee and all the boys that and women that are part of the Men of League Foundation. And Mick, let's hope tonight that defence is not at a premium in the Charity Shield, and as you said to me last night, a good scoreline would be 86-84, yep. A win to Souths, of course, and probably 30-odd tries being scored.
Yeah, correct, and no kicks of goal, mate. That's what's important. We just let them forget the kicks of goal and just let them play footy and score tries, mate. That's the key. But, Munz, can I just say a big thank you to Tab because it's a great supporter. They've been great supporters for such a long time, and to you know, offer this opportunity to the Men of League is very much appreciated, and I know the money. And we'll talk about this further down the track, actually where and where this money was distributed, because so many people will benefit from this and the support of Tab.
Okay, Mick, we'll put your thinking cap on after the end of the 80 minutes tonight. We'd work out how much money is going to go there. We might get you on next week, and there might be a special project that Tab could be part of, joining with the Men of League, and something that we're quite happy to do.
Most definitely, mate. Thank you so much again.
Good as gold. Thank you. Michael Buettner there, the NRL Alumni Manager of the Men of League Foundation. And Tab, 1,000 for each try tonight going towards the Men of League Foundation. Those tries scored in the Charity Shield. 7.35, the kickoff tonight at ANZ Stadium between South Sydney and the St George Illawarra side. You can catch it live on Fox Sports, of course. And Jared Middleton will update you with the markets just before the game tonight. And Souths at this stage, $1.48 favourite. The Dragons at $2.65, a line of 6.5. And I can tell you, plenty plenty of support for the Dragons here at the plus. They're into 180. Souths at the minus 6.5 there, $2. All the usual betting options available on the game tonight. Live betting, of course, first try scorers and the like. And Andrew, live betting is all nearly probably some of the biggest, ticket-wise things that we do at the moment. Everyone likes to bet live when they form their opinion, no matter whether it's golf, tennis, cricket, rugby league, AFL, darts. But everyone becomes an expert as soon as it starts.
Okay, and as soon as it starts, for people that may be listening to us that don't bet a lot on sports, you've got a ring, haven't you? 133390, or of course going to your local agency.
Yes, and there's agencies, of course, right throughout New South Wales. That's PubTab, ClubTab, also our standalone agencies, the EBT terminals there. That's the Bet Live, and also throughout the ACT and Victoria. But yes, the phone number, if you have an account, it's 133390.
Now, just on the overall season, this is the Charity Shield tonight at 7:35 out at ANZ Stadium. What's happening? We had the Auckland Nines last week, won by the Rabbitohs. What's happening in the overall main competition beginning in a few weeks?
Okay, well, in the overall competition, or the futures markets that we're looking at, the Premiership market, Souths, the defending Premiers there, are equal favourites with the Roosters. At the top of the market there, $6 equal favourites, both of those sides. Now, a little bit unusual this year in 2015, they won't begin the season, Souths and the Roosters. I'd say the last 4 or 5 years, there's been the opening match of the season, but this year Souths will play Brisbane on the Thursday night. So Souths and the Roosters, $6 equal favourites. The Bulldogs, the grand finalists from last year, $7. The North Queensland Cowboys and the Penrith Panthers at $9. A lot of people want to say it could be the year of the Cowboys. They've had very, very ordinary luck in the semi-finals the last couple of seasons. They've only been one or two games away from the grand final. Already good support for them. I think we may have given around about $13 already about the Cowboys. Brisbane with the new coach. Well, the old coach is new coach again. Wayne Bennett back in Brisbane there. He's at there at $11 along with Manly. The Melbourne Storm at $13. The Warriors. Another, well, I wouldn't say street corner tip, but a lot of people tipping the Warriors to improve this year on the back of Sean Johnson. It's at $15. The Sharkies from Cronulla, who made the grand final of the Auckland Nines, there at $21. Parramatta's at $34. No Jared Hayne for them, but Anthony Watmo, their big off-season signing. Newcastle's at $41, along with the St George Illawarra Dragons. The West Tigers at $67. The Gold Coast at $101. And Canberra, the outsiders for the National Rugby League Premiership of 2015, at $151. But a stack of other future markets available, whether your side will make the eight or miss the eight, make the grand final, the top four, the Quinella market, of course, which is the two sides to play off in the grand final, top point scorer, also the Dally M, and a top New South Wales side, who'll lead the table after 13 rounds, the best of the West. So check them all out, of course, at tab.com.au.
We'll be back with more shortly on Tab Sports Talk. We're going to be talking some harness racing after our next race. Crandell Getty, who I think trained the first winner at Ashburton, will be joining us to talk about the Hunter Cup. Those numbers and totes on the first at Ashburton, number 8, She's a Legend, 210 and 120, 6, Alonzo Amur got second at 460, 7, Honeysmith at 150, 4th number 4, Quinella 23, Exacta 28, Trifecta 93, and the first four 227. Thoroughbred racing to begin in about 3 minutes from Tarapa Race 1. The favourite there, looking at Paramutual, the tote favourite in a wide open race is number 9, Full Count. It's at 4:30 and 1:40, and it's $4 on Tab Fixed Odds. We'll take a break. This is Tab Sports Talk at Sky Sports Radio.
If you're after a skid steer loader that leads the way in quality, reliability and durability, then Toyota Material Handling has the right solution for you. That's because for earth-moving and excavating, the Toyota Husky skid steer loader leads the pack. From 320 to a massive 900 kilogram capacity, get the Husky skid steer loader from Toyota Material Handling. It's that top dog in the dirt. Call 1-800-425-438 or visit toyotaskidsteerloader.com.
Churchill Sports Bar Kingsford is famous for giant plasmas, showing every sport you can think of in full HD. A tab that opens every morning at 7 a.m. and mouth-watering food. Now you can become a Churchill's member. Enjoy discounts on food and drinks, have free entry in prize draws, and keep in touch with all things sport with Churchill Sports Alerts. Join at the bar or online at churchillsbar.com.au. There's never been a better time to visit Churchill Sports Bar at the Kingsford Roundabout.
Nick Ashman and Warren Huntley joined the one to follow team, and they're on fire. Another massive result last Saturday with 166% return. Get both Sydney Trackwork and Melbourne Trackwork sent directly to your phone for just $10. That's both sets, Saturday and Wednesday, from Sydney and Melbourne for $10. It has to be the best value service from two of the country's hottest form analysts. Go to onetofollow.com.au and get the Trackwork tips. That's onetofollow.com.au. It's where Australia's best tipsters tip.
On Sky Sports Radio, this is Tab Sports Talk.
Can you believe it?
Glenn, we've got our first race at Tarapa not far away. We should mention, we mentioned their NRL and the big season ahead. All the AFL markets are up as well.
Yes, we had Jared Crouch on Thursday speaking from the Swans camp up there in Coffs Harbour. They don't have a pre-season or the sort of official type trials that the NRL have, and they don't have the launch. We had last weekend, of course, the Auckland Nines. This week we've got the Charity Shield. We've also got some trial matches, and then we'll go into the All-Stars game before the start of the season. The AFL, they have a lot of intra-club dealings, and the Swans have had a few of those. They're actually, their next intra-club match is on the 27th of February, I think you'll find, at Henson Park. And Jared told us yesterday, I think it might be about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, to give plenty of people the opportunity to have a look at the Swans boys go around. But all the markets are already up for round one. Now, the AFL competition will begin on Thursday, the 2nd of April, when Richmond takes on Carlton. Richmond at 150, Carlton at 260. Typically, Andrew, you know, the start of the season, Richmond go. If they get beat, they're in a rebuilding phase.
Yes. But we'll come back and talk more about it after Tarapa.
So Treble Wise, and over on the inside is Clasco Rock. A length away back in behind those. Next was Capone, followed by Flying Orca. Favourite Full Count got back to be equal last with Bronte Lass. Onto the course proper by the 1,200 metres mark they go. And Matimba slipped through on the inside to be the leader. Ever Ready works round on the outside of it once again, and they match motors out in front. Two lengths away, trailing third on the inside, Clasco Rock. Matto Grosso's in a nice spot, fourth on the outside of it. Two lengths back in behind those. Next was Capone, followed by Full Count, who still got back fourth last year, followed round then by Treble Wise, who's out three deep as they swing off the back 800 metres to run, then Bronte Lass and Flying Orca. There's seven lengths, first to last, as they come down the side in the first on the card, 700 metres to run, and it's Matimba the leader, leads by one length, in second spot Ever Ready right there. Clasco Rocks had the gun run in third spot, then followed by Matto Grosso. Treble Wise now works round on the outside, Full Count back on the inside of Capone as they come to the corner, then Flying Orca, and last of all as they swing into the straight was Bronte Lass. Homeward bound now, 300 metres to go. Pacemaker is Matimba. Full Count is coming after that now. Out wide, Capone looking to run on, battling on Clasco Rock, and then came Matto Grosso. Matimba giving a side at the 150 from Full Count, still a length and a half away. Then Clasco Rock, wider out Capone, Matto Grosso, but Matimba's led all the way in the first. Matimba, nice in the end. Second over was Full Count, and then came on the inside of it Clasco Rock, followed then by Capone. Close up and behind those, Flying Orca with Bronte Lass. Further away, Matto Grosso, Ever Ready, and Treble Wise, who didn't make the bend all that well, will be the last of them home.
Number 6, Matimba, gets the money there. 14.70 and 3.20. 9, Full Count, the favourite, 150. And 4, Class Cornick, gets third at $2.30. 6, 9 and 4 over the line. Race 1 at Tarapa. Couple of big group races there today. And we'll preview that with Jack Petley after 10.30 this morning. We're with Glenn Munsey. This is Tab Sports Talk. It's 23 after 10. And Glenn, we've spoken about the AFL there and the NRL, all those future markets available. Let's talk about tonight, harness racing. We've got a massive night, Glenn, haven't we, at Tabcorp Park, Melton.
Well, Andrew. We had, of course, the Victoria Cup last week. Tonight we have the Hunter Cup at Tabcorp Park at Melton. And, I know we see the majority of the field go round again. But the great thing about harness racing, Andrew, if there's one small change, last week, of course, we saw Chris and me burn out from barrier, I think it was 6, and got to the front. He's got barrier 4 tonight, but a couple of others have changed around. It could be a completely different race.
It certainly could be. Chris and me won the Victoria Cup for trainer Crandell Getty. He joins us. I think he's already trackside there at Melton, waiting for the meeting to begin. Morning to you, Cran.
Morning, Glenn. Morning, Andrew. Yeah, you're very excited.
Now, look, as Glenn said, mate, it is a different race, isn't it? With Adore Me, the rival New Zealander that's drawn three, she gets away. What about your horse, Chris and Me? How's the confidence feeling from the standing start?
Yeah, very good. He's very bright. He's bouncy. He's shiny. So he's in a good zone, I suppose, as far as health goes. So, yeah, we'll face the end of the lap of the gods and how the driver's thinking. But he's shining like a pin as well.
Cran, last week, did Dexter quite believe himself when he found the front as easy as he did?
Yeah, well, I've always known he's had a lot of speed. There's a media frenzy all around Bow Tie, which he was sort of going to lead, him being the favourite, and we sort of stayed out of that, and we sort of kept a little bit under our head, and, you know, sure, we weren't confident of doing what we did do, but it wasn't a surprise.
Have a look at his report card, his last five runs. A winner of the Auckland Free-for-All, a winner of the Miracle Mile, second in the Cranbourne Cup, a winner of the Bendigo Cup, the winner of the Victoria Cup. It's hard to find one that can have a better CV than that, most recently, anyway.
Yeah, so I'm just very fortunate that we've got one that's sort of got a wee bit more ability than some. So it's just my job to keep him healthy and fit and, you know, enjoy the ride, you know, while things are looking good for us.
Would you like to pass or get over Adore Me? Do you think you're capable of doing that from the standing start if you get away?
Yeah, well, that would be the perfect place to be. In theory, you want to be top-ending, sort of out of everyone's way. It's a longer distance, as you well know, but we don't want to be there sort of as a sitting duck to be sort of motor-matching or anything like that. But, yeah, it's funny thing, stands. It's probably not my sort of cup of tea stands, but a lot of things can sort of be unpredictable, hence the mobile. They're all running out there in good gate. But, yeah, just hope the horse is thinking right at the time when the tapes fly.
And his record from the stand, he's had 11 starts for 6 wins and 3 placings, so he's had plenty of experience.
Yes, he has. He knows what's required, and he'll stand to attention. He's got a very good attitude, very good manner, so my only worry is when they say go, the driver doesn't fall out the back of the car.
I think Dexter Dunn can hold on, can't he?
We're going to belt him out because we don't want him falling out in this race.
I must admit, I saw a photo of him holding onto a microphone doing some karaoke during the week, so he is showing his versatility anyway.
Yeah, true. Yeah, he's trying to keep up with Gavin Lang, but he only ran second to him then, but he does run second to him tonight.
Cran, you could have easily run Bit of a Legend in this race. Does that tell our listeners that you're just supremely confident that Chris and Me can do the job and that the stablemate wouldn't have beaten him?
Well, yeah, it's been really technical behind the scenes there, Andrew, because my wife owns a big portion of Bit of a Legend, so my decision and her decision are two different ones. So, but anyway, I won the battle. So, but in saying that, to answer your question, he's just fresh into the Grand Circuit, and we want to give him a bit more practice before he hits the big fish.
Now, Cran, going ahead, of course, the tab.com.au Inter Dominion is not too far away. Where will he run his qualifying heat at?
They're both actually shipping Melbourne to Sydney on Monday, so I'd like to think two, maybe three heats are going to be run at Menangle, Sydney, so they'll be in one each of them.
Right, and of course he has the experience of Menangle being the winner of the Miracle Mile there. And the great versatility of the standard bred, you know, how do you do it? One day they're running in mile races, next day they're running in mile and a half races. They can go up, back, sideways in distance, mobile start, stand start. How do these horses have such versatility?
Well, it's probably their attitudes, Glenn. They're very placid in their nature, whereas the thoroughbreds, they're a hyperactive, sort of high-flying, you know, speed machines, and they're probably a little more temperamental than the standard bred. You know, we can hit our legs with sledgehammers and, like you say, run them 1 mile, 2 miles, and they just take it. So we're a bit lucky that the breed's probably refined to be able to handle it.
No. Yeah, well, they're a remarkable breed, the standard bred, and it will be a race to watch. There'll be plenty of moves off the stand tonight. It's at 9:30, the Delray National Hunter Cup from Tabcorp Park, Melton. Good luck to you, Cran. I hope Chris and Me does everything you want it to, mate.
Thank you, gents. No, it'll be fun trying, win, lose, or draw.
Yeah, it will be. Thanks a lot, Cran. Cran Dalgetty, the trainer of Chris and Me. And Adore Me is the favourite, though, with Tab in this race.
Yes, it is. It's the $2.60 favourite, I'd say, Andrew, purely and simply because it's drawn underneath Chris and Me. It had a second row draw the other night in the Victoria Cup. I think it was barrier four on the second row. Chris and Me crossed them and led, controlled the race the other night. But Adore Me drawn underneath it tonight, $2.60 favourite. Chris and Me at $3.60. Guaranteed and Terra to Love, and Terra to Love beat Chris and Me the other night, $6.50 a pair. Then Philadelphia Man, $13. Restrepo, $15. Now, Cran's also got the one of the favourites in the Derby there tonight at Tabcorp Park at Melton. What a massive night it is. He's got Art Union. It's the third favourite in the Derby at $4.50. Follow the Stars, the $2 favourite. Men and Gate. They did a big story, I think, on Channel 9 down there in Melbourne last night.
Yeah.
On Men and Gate.
Did.
Yeah, $3.80. The other feature race, of course, the Australasian Trotting Championships. But the most important race on the program there tonight at Tabcorp Park at Melton, as you know, Andrew, is the Garrard's four-year-old Bonanza by when a little Nettie of the name of Yankee Rockstar goes round, and it's a